We've never had a religious-based band before, and they can't deny that this is a Muslim band. It is a Muslim band. On the campaign trail, he said he wanted a Muslim band. He said on national television that there would be other religious groups that would receive priority. This is a Muslim band.
Keith Ellison, as you know, he's a Democrat and he is a Muslim, and he believes this is a Muslim ban, that the executive order was signed to ban Muslims, even though it's not in the executive order. Dr. Kanta Ahmed is with us now. She's a Muslim expert, a great friend of the show, and author of The Land of Invisible Women. Dr. Ahmed, welcome back.
Hi, Brian. Thank you. And let's set the record straight. This is not a Muslim ban. This is a geopolitical decision. Muslim minorities are excited that people that persecute them in the name of Islam are going to be banned entry to the United States. The countries targeted, apart from Iran, are failing, failed, or most failed. Iran is very interesting, but Iran is responsible for a lot of Islamist upheaval with its agile militia, Hezbollah, and also its proxy wars with Sunni superpowers. So really, I support this decision, and we should have seen it coming. These countries were identified by President Obama to have visa restrictions placed on them a year ago. Where were the liberals wailing about it then?
Well, what is the I know you have definite hooks into the Muslim world. What are they saying there?
You know, there is some apprehension. Saudi Arabia is nervous. My friends in Saudi Arabia are worried. Are they going to be next? Pakistan has been put on notice. But frankly, I think that that is not a bad thing. Too long in the Muslim world, Muslim countries have been playing both sides of the game. Pakistan is one, both fueling and funding militia to intimidate India while also fighting their own jihadists. Saudi Arabia, the chicken has come home to roost. So I think they understand times are changing. But the decision is seen as a very strong one. The countries that we have restricted now are actually already restricted from entering Muslim countries in, like, Saudi Arabia and UAE from immigration because they don't want to be stabilized. Now, this is an opportunity for Erdogan, the head of Turkey, that is what the world's biggest so-called secular democracy that is turning Islamist, the Muslim world. He's suddenly opening his borders up to Turkey, not recognizing that a lot of that destabilization has triggered the unprecedented attacks inside Turkey. So everybody wants a simple answer to a complex question. There are no simple answers, and there are no simple questions in this occasion. Well, but I want to resist the portrayal of this as an anti-Muslim gesture. There is a huge move on the liberal left, Keith Ellison, a member of that, to try and racialize the conversation around radical Islam. This is not a racial issue. This is an ideological issue. And the Democrats should be called out for doing that because that is very, very dangerous.
Dr. Ahmed, can you imagine if I was saying, of having this conversation in 2002, there wouldn't be anybody pushing back at President Bush for saying we got to get extreme measures to endorse to find out who's here and what they want to do after those hijackers overstayed their visas and killed over 3,000 people. What's happened?
That's right. That's right. I think there's an incredible hypocrisy. Never mind 2002. Let's talk 5 years ago. All of the United States, myself included, have witnessed the dispossession and upheaval of Syrian population. We saw this coming. Our president was begged by Turkey's leader to form no-fly zones and refuse them and therefore cause the spillover. One of the good things that President Trump has already done, talk to Saudi Arabia and talk to Putin about creating these no-fly zones. I think that's the first step. But no, I think people have lost their bearings, but I don't actually think it's about this issue. There is a movement to galvanize an anti-Trump populism, which is aiming to destabilize this presidency, which is a legitimate presidency. That is going to endanger America much more than anything else.
That is why your voice is invaluable, because you come from a place of great knowledge of the region in which we have so many questions on. Dr. Ahmed, thanks so much.